The National Press Club, a national NGO, says it has received funds from the group UN Women's Peacebuilding for training women in the state to take up leadership positions. Nyarwan Gabriel Tang, the field officer for National Press Club in Malakal, says communities in the state have not invested in girls' education.
By raising education, giving the children education, educating the girls, because girls are the powerful foundation of the women. When we educate them of their right, when we give them opportunities, they are the future leaders and the future representative of the women.
Deng Michael Yor, the paramount chief of Malakal County, says women in Upper Nile State and across the country need support to achieve their dreams.
I also urge government of Upper Nile State, in the presence of the Honorable Minister of Peacebuilding and the Acting Right Honorable Speaker, and the presence of everyone here, UN agencies and the international organizations, to support youth and women skill experience by reopening of Malakal Vocational Training Center, VTC, full-time.
Women are underrepresented in leadership positions in the government, which is below the 35% minimum required by the Revitalized Agreement on the Resolution of the Conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. Last year, only 26 of the 100 members of the Council of State were women, and 171 of the 550 members of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly were women. Fadia Chol, the spokesperson of the Women's Caucus in Upper Nile State's Parliament, says young girls should be given opportunities to develop their talents.
The women of Upper Nile need more support and empowerment to participate in government. Also, we need to encourage young girls to participate among leaders and motivate them by highlight successful models of women leadership, organizing events to exchange experience among women leadership, also provide platforms for young girls to discuss political issues, development of training program by establishing training program to develop women leadership skills, organizing workshops to raise awareness of the importance of women present in politics.
South Sudan has relatively high female political participation in comparison to other African countries. Currently, 29% of parliamentary seats are held by women. However, the number of women as governors and ministers are disproportionately very low. For VOA News, I am Amira Bramcourt, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.